Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
Talk about the power of relationships, how it's elevated from what you started out doing to where you're at now, where you're not just the owner of this business, you're the talent as well, but you can still use relationships that you've had from your previous engagements with them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, relationships are everything. And, you know, I didn't really realize that, you know, when I was on the interview side and the media side, I was just hustling, right? Trying to get interviews with every hip hop artist I could possibly think of. I didn't know how much it was going to translate into the live space, you know, until I started to I needed contacts at Live Nation, you know, I needed contacts at AEG to book these venues. Like, the live space is almost like even more closed than the recording space, right? Because in the recording side of the music industry or in the media side of the music industry, right, anybody can pick up a camera, anybody can plug up a microphone, and then you can just upload your music or your video and you can reach a lot of people, right? If your stuff connects, then you have the ability to connect with a huge audience. The thing that's so different in a live space is that, like, you have to rent out a venue. You can't get around, like, being somebody, a gatekeeper essentially, being like, do we want this show in our room or not? You know what I mean? And so a lot of the relationships that I had in the live space really came from, you know, when I was interviewing artists and I would be on the road with artists. And I would say, hey, you know, I need this connect. to get to here, or I need this connect to get to this room, because I know you guys have toured and played in them. And once I got like a few venues down, then I would start to get to the national person. And now the national person is how I'm able to book all these different rooms, you know, like from all these different large companies. But not just that, it's like the relationships are one thing, but it's like showing up and really like not dropping the ball. You know, I know you guys know so much about this, but it's like a lot of times, you know, we're pioneering stuff, you know, like UBS Arena. I don't think, like, we did our first show with them. Shout out to UBS Arena. I got on the New York Islanders hat, but we did our first show with them. And they hadn't had like a DJ, like a R&B or even I would say like hip hop, like a DJ driven event, you know, with like no traditional talent like before us, you know? So they're like, all right, we're taking a chance on this.
Yeah.
And you know, you can't drop the ball on that, because it's like for the next people, like what about when a Caribbean show wants to come in there? Or, you know what I mean? What about when like Afrobeat show wants to come in there? Or what about when you know, reggaeton show wants to come in there? It's like at least they have us as a reference point to say, oh yeah, we know how R&B only does it, and you know, they did an amazing job. And so, you know, a lot, and that's how the game works too. A lot of time now, I'm kind of like a young OG in this like live space. So there's a lot of people that are coming up, and I'm always on the phone. I take Zoom calls all the time with like the young men and women that are out here trying to make a wave with live events, because it's just so different. And a lot of times you do need that cosign, and you do need just some direction to even point you in the right way. Because in this space, it's like you could take a bath, man. You could lose a lot of money quickly putting on a show and not really knowing, you know, the sort of like ups and downs of it. You know what I mean? And I think that, yeah, it's like everything, relationships are like half the game. And then just like execution and really like really, really, really making your mark and like, you know, showing people that you've got something to prove, and you're supposed to be here is like the other part.
Really quickly, what platform are you using to collect the data? Because I know when we did our show at MSG, Ticketmaster wasn't the most favorable. Shout out to Ticketmaster and all the amazing shareholders there.
Big shout out Live Nation Ticketmaster.
Shout out to them. Yes, love you guys.
Yes.
Amazing trailblazers. But what platform did you use to be able to collect the data?
Yeah. For your so there's two sides to it, Ian. So because for us, we're not only are we collecting data from the ticket sales, but this is a pro tip for anybody throwing events. You want to also collect what we call like pre-registrations or leads, something so that people can sign up. You can customize this however you want, right? And you're letting people know, hey, this thing is about to drop, right? But I need your data to incentivize you for maybe like a discounted ticket or early access pre-sale. And so we use a platform called Typeform for that, because it's highly customizable. But if you just, you know, literally just Google form submission, you know what I mean? Like platforms for form submissions, right? But I think that's the biggest thing that people in the live event space still to this day are underutilizing, is like that type of like pre-registration. And then on the ticketing side, you shout out to Live Nation and Universe and Ticketmaster, because we're sort of all in a family together by using their self-service platform, which is called Universe, and they've been really good to us. We also rock with Eventbrite. We use Eventbrite for ticketing, and we're kind of like toying around with other companies too. But you know, it's hard to have your, you know, it's hard to have like a singular brand and then say, hey, the tickets are here, the tickets are here, the tickets are here, the tickets are here. You know, you kind of want to have not too many different experiences for like a checkout process. But all of those tickets that we, you know, sell then funnel into our CRM platform. And we use a platform called Tradable Bits, which is really, really big in like the sports world. So A lot of like professional NBA teams, MLB teams use that company to, you know, understand data about their ticket buyers. So yeah, those are kind of like, that's kind of our tech stack with when it comes to data.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.